again, prayer analysis of the Vaishnava Parad fault. I mean, really, let's look at it. I'm just telling you from my own experiences in life, and I'm not innocent myself. I have begged forgiveness, or apologized at least, to those that I have offended, and if I have forgotten something, I do it here, or you contact me and we talk about it. Because I really see this as important. It is important, of course. It's all there. Basically with exclamation marks in the teachings of the acharyas, Vaishnava acharyas. Now the thing is, the error is that if you only look upwards, you worship, you glorify the big ones on the Vyasa sons and so on, and you forget the ones, the devotees, humbly down there on the ground, really, you think about it, are the ones who do the work, who did the work of building up ISKCON here in Sweden. The actual work. Getting up in the morning, standing there, building something or cleaning, or cutting vegetables or cleaning toilets, and keeping up that Brahminical high standard. That the big Brahminical people, leaders, told them to keep up. But I heard, I have to confess, I have to say it, I mean, not so uncommon. And when you start speaking about those devotees down there on the floor, the common devotees, Bhakta this, Bhakti that, this does, that does, yeah. Often derogative. Joking about them, talking about their faults. And really, sometimes even not seeing them as real devotees, just some aspiring candidates. Yeah, they got initiation, but you know. Let's be honest about it. We are the more advanced ones. I mean, that mentality was there. I saw it, I heard it, I had it myself. And that is the error. Because no matter what you think of a person, it's a big one, small devotee, important, unimportant, advanced, not advanced. Having anartas or not, that's not the point. We are on the bhakti path. And that's what matters, to help each other on that path, whether someone is a beginner on the path or have walked it some distance. It's just a matter of time, basically. What matters here is that you've got a person who gave up everything. Well, maybe gave up much, maybe having had not much to give up. Who some or other came to Krishna's service and is performing, doing service to God, selfless, because of not demanding salary or things like that, even being ready to live under substandard conditions, sometimes even being abused, looked down upon, treated harshly by leaders who they can see, are sometimes proud, sometimes in error, sometimes unqualified. Yeah, if you speak with the pot washers and the toilet cleaners, devotees, Krishna often gives them profound realizations, and they may talk about between themselves and they see what's going on up there. But what matters, what is really the importance here, is that devotional service, service to God, is being performed. Without any demands or even desires for it. A result. Well, that is pure devotional service in a sense, because the person doesn't expect anything in return. Yagata karma non yatra. One should perform one's activities as a service to Vishnu, not be attached to the result. And that is what every devotee does when they have given up all their lives to move into a temple or something or serve. Especially such devotees. Whatever bodies and roles they have should be respected as the Vaishnavas, the Sadhus, the Prabhus. Here we are serving together. We are equals. We're all servants of Krishna. That's the mood we should have, whether we are in leader positions or down on the floor. Well, the ladies can also be down on the floor. Which is the best place to be for a leader. Because then you're aware of what's actually going on, the realities, how people feel, how people do, how things are going. Not sitting in an ivory tower or a castle somewhere far away, ruling. Yep.